Thank you, Prabhu. Next, we'll hear from Nityodita Prabhu, who took initiation from Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan in 1975.
Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itanamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschitadastadane. The disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. For Prabhupada's disciples who were on the planet at the time, was like a thunderbolt that struck the hearts and heads. Seeming like, in one sense, it was the end of the world. But the interesting thing is that that thunderbolt actually cracked open a lot of Prabhupada katha, and that, of course, is what we're hearing today and for the last 30 years, a lot of stories about Prabhupada. So I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, the Prabhupada disciples are so fortunate because they got to, you know, be on the planet when Prabhupada was there and see him and everything. But the amazing thing is that because of all the information about Prabhupada that's available today in the stories and his biography, you know, in one sense, it feels like the devotees here, who are even joining now, have so much more information and so much more deeper understanding and appreciation of Prabhupada than we had when he was right in our midst. Now, one of the things that was said today was so true, and that was, you know, Bhavananda, who said that, you know, we had no concept that Prabhupada would ever leave us, that we would be out, we would be without Srila Prabhupada. You know, and the amazing thing is that Prabhupada, you know, hammered us every book, every lecture with, you know, the basic philosophy that you're not the body, it's your spirit soul, the body is temporary. But somehow or another, we never thought it applied to Srila Prabhupada. You know? And I think the reason and that ignorance, I attribute to a kind of a yoga maya on the devotees. That somehow or another we didn't think, you know, the Prabhupada could die or that he would leave us. And I think the reason that was because if we actually had known how few days Prabhupada was going to be with us, we probably would have abandoned all of our services and just followed Prabhupada around in one big festival trying to drink the nectar of his personal association. So Krishna, you know, covered us all over so that we would be dutiful and follow our authorities and our service wherever we were. And really, that's how, for most of us, the rank and file devotees, which are most devotees, you've heard us from a few superstar devotees in the last couple of days, in the sense that they've had a lot of personal training or personally trained by devotees, by Prabhupada, but most of the 10,000 disciples, you know, were not personally trained by Prabhupada. So the two ways that devotees made so much advancement, even without being with Srila Prabhupada, was two ways. One is they heard from Srila Prabhupada, and they served Prabhupada's servants, Prabhupada's devotees. That was the two ways. I never talked to Srila Prabhupada, but he certainly talked to me. Before I joined, I was living, you know, again, like a hippie living in the woods. I had two books. I was also a hippie and a kind of a socialist communist, you know. So the two books I had, and an impersonalist on top of it. But the two books I had was Sri Ishopanishad and Krishna book. So the first, I open up Ishopanishad, and the first thing Prabhupada says is, you know, capitalists and communists, they're no better than each other. They're both fighting over stolen bread. So that one sentence, you know, just Prabhupada was talking to me, just completely defeated my whole move toward socialist communist agenda. And then reading Krishna book, just a few chapters like Prabhu was saying, so powerful, so authoritative that God is a person and here's what he looks like, here's where he lives, here's what is, you know, how he appeared. That convinced me that God was a person. So those two things are important, that, you know, Prabhupada is speaking to us. His instructions are so much more important than, you know, the times we might have seen Prabhupada, because those are fleeting in one sense. I mean, the memories are eternal, but seeing him, you know, actually didn't have as much impact on the devotees here today and forever So I'm just going to give a couple short, real quick ones of how I saw Prabhupada, and then my time is up. Prabhu was talking, many devotees know how hard it was to get to Srila Prabhupada. So I was a Sankirtan devotee at the time. Even though I got initiated, I hadn't met Srila Prabhupada yet, but I really wanted to see him. So when Prabhupada came to the Pittsburgh airport, I was there, and of course, it was an amazing experience seeing Prabhupada floating through the airport and devotees in their boots from New Vrindavan, their muddy boots, and just 300 devotees. And I had brought an orange. I had brought an orange to give to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada went all the way through the airport. Finally, he got to his car, and I'm there at the end. I had this orange. And Prabhupada was in the car, and I gave this orange to Prabhupada. And he just looked at the orange like a parent, a five-year-old boy giving, you know, he just looked at it with the real, you know, kind of, and then he just handed it back to me, you know. I was like, oh, you know, so I had maha, my first maha from Prabhupada. You know, even though he glanced at it. The next experience was real quick. There's a long story, which most of you know if you're Radha Goswami's followers, that Prabhupada came to the old Vrindavan farm. And he was on a morning walk, and there was so many devotees surrounding him. I had no idea how to get close to Prabhupada. I just wanted to do some service for Srila Prabhupada. So his secretaries, his bodyguards, his sannyasis. And of course, when you're a young devotee, everyone is senior to you. So everyone is Prabhu. So I had to get close to Prabhupada. So I had the fan from the Vrindavan temple in my hand. I ran all the way to meet Prabhupada. And it was this big bunch of devotees. So what to do? So I just started tapping devotees on the back, and I said, Prabhuji, Maharaj said I should fan Prabhupada. So there were so many Maharajas, nobody knew which Maharaj I was talking about, so they just let me get it a little bit in front of them. And I kept tapping five or six devotees on their back that Maharaj told me to fan Prabhupada. So finally I got up right next to Srila Prabhupada, and I was able to fan Prabhupada all the way on his morning walk. And on that morning walk, there was some cows on the hill. And when they saw Prabhupada, they ran towards the morning walk. And one of the cows broke away from the pack and was walking in the morning walk with Prabhupada. And the devotee who was the cowherd boy for New Vrindavan, Ambarish, told Prabhupada, this is the first cow of New Vrindavan. Her name is Kalia. And Prabhupada says, yes, I know her. She is my good friend. I remember her. Because that was the first cow that Prabhupada had milk in 1969 when he was at New Vrindavan. He said, I haven't tasted milk like this in 55 years. So, the opportunity to be next to Prabhupada, it was definitely electrifying and memorable. It's always stayed in my heart. But to take Prabhupada's words into our lives, Prabhupada's instructions, and transform our life, any one of us can do that. And that's what we're giving to the world. Prabhupada followers are giving this to the world by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, by repeating Prabhupada's instructions, and by setting an example. We can give everybody Srila Prabhupada's association. Srila Prabhupada ki!
So thank you, Nityodita. So we have